Once I get just a little bit older, kids dream of having a car, and generations of kids have dreamed that that car would be a Corvette. General Motors, which produces the Corvette, is now updating this beloved brand, and that's the subject of today's Business Bottom Line. NPR's Sonari Glinton is at the Detroit Auto Show.
Let's play a game of Name That Tune. I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. No guesses? Well, you're an excellent company. Tadge Juchter is chief engineer at Corvette.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about. But is that a lyric?
Come on, man. Really?
Really?
It's the one lyric that the head designer of Corvette should know.
Oh, Prince?
Yeah. Tadge Juchter is a car guy, not a music guy. He spent 20 years on Corvette and almost 40 at GM. The Corvette is iconic, not just in the car industry, but the culture. And Juchter says the hardest part about that is to bring the car into the 21st century and make it look like a Corvette.
Well, we don't want to do retro, you know. We don't want to go back and do like some manufacturers, go relive the glory days. Hey, let's go. I hear it from customers, actually. Oh, just do the 63 over again. That thing was awesome. Let's bring that back.
What's new about this car and almost every car at the Detroit Auto Show is the push to make it more fuel efficient. It uses aluminum and carbon fiber to keep it lighter and, well, fast. Juchter describes the car, which was designed just after the worst of the GM bankruptcy.
It has a low roof and big wheels and a low hood, and it's really pointy in the front. It's really chopped in the back like a race car is. They tend to be really flat and chopped and shortened in the back. It looks really fast.
It's very, very different, but you'll still recognize it as a Corvette. Meanwhile, the current Corvette is in the basement sales-wise. Chevy barely sold 12,000 last year. Brian Moody is with Autotrader.com, and he says Corvette's importance goes far beyond sales numbers.
Well, the Corvette is, by its nature, somewhat impractical. It's a super high-performance car. It's not super inexpensive, but it's almost like a rolling billboard for the company, for the attitude of the company, the spirit of the company.
Moody says if you're GM, you don't necessarily build a high-performance sports car just to sell high-performance sports cars.
Well, the point of the Corvette is that probably more people will end up buying Impalas and Malibus as a result of the Corvette than will actually buy a Corvette.
My name's Eric Esterson. I'm editor of Corvette magazine.
So you mean to tell me there's a whole magazine devoted to Corvette?
Believe it or not, that's true.
Gustafson loves Corvettes as much as anyone, but he says he's part of a devoted but aging and dwindling crowd.
So the big challenge is to find new customers, and not only new customers now, but new customers that are going to buy the car in 10 years. So people in their teenagers that are going to see this car and that be their dream car in the future. Right now, the Corvette's not a dream car for young kids.
Gustafson says he likes the new car so far, but nobody's singing about it. Yeah. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.